Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
God, I hate you to love me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round, my love will tumble me down. You leave me.
So, I got a follow-up text here. We're talking about the how the reporting about somebody who has ever been in the military and is then involved in a crime is, I think, usually inappropriate, unnecessary, and prejudicial, just bad reporting. Somebody says, thank you for discussing this. I'm in the military, and I feel like media often wants to believe that everyone in the military is a little bit crazy. Yeah, I agree, and I'm glad, absolutely glad to do it. Somebody else texts in and says, Andrew, you should really be talking about what's going on in Santa Rosa County, Gulf Breeze Elementary School, with the assistant principal there and, you know, her son. And, the thing is, there's a lot of stories that, frankly, when they're sort of fact-intensive stories, I'm just not like the crime guy. But, yeah, I understand that people are really bothered by this because you got the assistant principal, Kim McChesney, has now been placed on administrative leave following her son's arrest. We talked about that with Bob Johnson on Monday for possessing child pornography. You say, why would they arrest the assistant principal at the school? Because apparently he was allowed to participate in a senior walkthrough at the elementary school 2 weeks after already having been questioned about having child pornography, after the investigation had begun, which she presumably would know about. And so your son's being investigated for child pornography, and then he's allowed to go walk through an elementary school. Yeah, it's not good. There's allegations in a petition online. PNJ, Mayor Lett's doing good reporting about this morning, that, you know, there's several thousand, like 1,500, 2,000 people have signed a petition about this, and they're very worked up, and understandably so. Pattern of bad judgment by her in the past, they're saying. Karen Barber, superintendent Karen Barber, is going to do meetings with parents on Friday and Monday at Gulf Breeze Elementary. Good. That's good. She put out a statement through the PNJ. I actually had just texted Dr. Barber this morning and said, you know, hey, I know it's late notice, but any chance you can come on today or tomorrow or Friday? And she says, at this time, I have very limited information to share. I assume she means publicly because, you know, it's a legal case. It's an ongoing investigation. I'm always a fan of talking into a news story. I'm always a fan of, and I know it's uncomfortable, and I know you get advised by the lawyer, and Santa Rosa's got a good lawyer. You know, usually get advised not to talk about these things for reasons. But, you know, again, it's kind of the be a person principle, and I'm always a fan of talking. You know, talking, because if you don't talk, social media still does. And if you don't talk, social media talks louder. And when you issue kind of, and this is nothing against the, you know, PIO for Santa Rosa County, but when you issue kind of just sort of general comments about this, then, you know, it doesn't help, you know, that I usually call it Diplo speak, or it's the feeling like you're using words to avoid communicating rather than using words to facilitate communication. And, you know, that's always not ideal. So the PIO statement for the county, for the school district, says Santa Rosa County Schools recently became aware of a July 2025 arrest involving a former student related to serious allegations. District administration's investigating the circumstances to determine what actions are necessary. The district will continue to cooperate fully with law enforcement and prioritize the safety and well-being of all students and staff. Again, I'm not criticizing Nadia. She's great. I've met her. That's not the issue. It's just, again, I hate to use Trump as the example of this because there are so many things about Trump that drive me crazy. But the one thing that he does that I think is so smart in this day and age is He never says no comment. You wish he did a lot.
At times.
You wish he did. But you can never criticize him for not addressing something. His problem is he doesn't know when to stop addressing things, and he says it about everything. Well, most of your professional communications people have been either learned or trained or coached or lawyered into it. Really, you're not a communication specialist. You're a avoid communication specialist. And I say this with all the love I have in my heart for all my good friends who are in communications. If you feel like your job is to avoid saying something, then there's a problem with the job you've got. Because literally your job is to say things. You know, I give this example because he's such a dear friend, but Mike Wood is the best at this. He always will say something, but because he is so willing to be forthcoming about everything, when he says, I can't tell you about that, or here's how much I can tell you and I can't tell you more, okay. And the problem is for a lot of folks, you know, their public commentary, you know, very quick to tell you when good things happen and very reluctant to say anything about bad things when they happen. We want to trust you. We want to believe in you. We want to have a relationship with you. We need you to talk. Talk. Tell us something. Because, again, social media will talk, whether you do or not. Mayor Reeves. You know, I'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the files. John?
See here, Bayou and 12th Avenue at that intersection, still dealing with an earlier accident there. I'm seeing traffic backed up in all directions, so you definitely want to avoid that area. I-10, I-110 look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Mayor Reeves is, you know, he's always on social media commenting. Now, he doesn't get on there and, you know, as we've talked about, he doesn't get on there and if you don't like him, you think he's a big poopy face, you know, he's not going to address that, okay? But if you say something that's false, he's going to correct you. And he doesn't have, you know, he's got a communication staff and he doesn't send them out to him. He does it himself. He takes accountability for it. Now, that may mean that he overstates something sometimes, or that may mean that he engages in a conversation where maybe he shouldn't. Okay. But you can't fault him for being quiet because he talks and he does press conferences. He answers questions. He comes on the radio with me. He answers questions. He does this all the time. And former mayors did too. They weren't as eager on social media. I think that's better. I think that's what people want. They might hate you for what you say, but they're going to really hate you for not saying anything at all. That drives people crazy because then that fuels speculation, that fuels negative feelings. It just, you know, all the bad things and the sharing of theories, and it's all the bad. You may not be able to stop it with good communication, but you definitely can't stop it with silence or the kind of illusion of communication stuff that's so common. So I implore people in general and the Santa Rosa County School District in this particular case, talk to us. You know, tell us. And, you know, and you can even say, look, I promise we'll tell you everything when we know it. Okay. And we'll know in 3 days. You know, even that. But see, the problem is that when you produce the kind of the generic press release, it gives you no comfort that we're investigating. Are you ever going to tell us? Are you ever going to come clean? I mean, I'm going to go one step further. Have you ever heard somebody complain about how their story about their institution, whether it's a business or a government or whomever, that their institution doesn't get reported on accurately or fairly? All the time, right? People say that all the time about the news. Well, whose fault is that? Well, it's those reporters. Well, what did you tell them? Now, granted, there are bad reporters. There are bad news organizations. There are bias, of course. Okay, I try really hard not to be, but I'm sure I'm guilty of it too. Okay, some members of the Milton City Council might say amen. so anyway, but I feel like if you're smart and you're a government or you're a business or you're an organization, these days you should be in the news business. You should be producing content to tell people when you do right, when you do wrong. Tell the story. And tell the bad story, too. If the first person to tell the story controls the story, right? If it's a bad story, tell the bad story. Now, there might be union rules. There might be legal. I get it. Okay. But it's a context of trust and communication. And if you build that, people are willing to trust you on the times where you don't do it. My favorite story on this subject is that it's still amazing to me. When Skanska was first building the bridge, like you first started to see like the trophies go in and some of the pilings being driven, that kind of stuff, I called them and I said, hey guys, I'd love to have you come on my show. Maybe, I don't know, once a month. Have one of your project managers or your engineers come on the show. Not a communications person because they won't know the right stuff, but have somebody who's actually building the thing come on the show and talk about what people are seeing as they drive from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola and back and tell them this is what we're doing and this is how it works and this is, you know, talk to them. It would be fascinating radio. Literally, people driving next to the new bridge as it's going up would be hearing about what the new bridge is. And I must have tried for like a month. And I got pushed through this layer and this person and that person. And eventually, basically, what they said is no. And I literally said to them, I said, you should talk to my listeners because not only do they want to know, but God forbid something goes wrong. At least they'll know you and they'll know who you are and you will have been talking to them. And you'll have a relationship, and if you have to explain why something went wrong, at least they'll know you. Nothing. Well, how prescient was that advice? You know, if they had only been talking to us the whole time, and then this horrible thing, at least, I mean, maybe it wouldn't have solved a lot, but the only thing you knew about Skanska was the barges and Sally. And if you'd have known other things about Skanska, maybe a little grace, you know? Because I was thinking about this the other day. I was driving over the bridge, and I was like, man, this is a really nice bridge.
Yeah.
It's a really nice bridge. And I thought about making a Facebook post about, you know, hey, you know, this is a really nice bridge. The speed limit's completely wrong. But okay, fine. you know, this FDOT's problem. And I get it, 35 at either end. Shut up. I don't care. The point is, the bridge is really nice. It's a great bridge. But as soon as even if I thought to post that on social media, are you kidding me? You know, because the Skanska hate runs deep for good reason. But again, if they had taken it upon themselves to do a little positive communicating along the way and tell the good and the bad and, you know, hey, we discovered this problem with the rebar. We discovered this, you know, whatever. People will pay attention and they'll trust you more. And same thing for Santa Rosa County School District, Sheriff's Office, whatever, you know. Talk into the vacuum or the vacuum will devour you has got to be the number one lesson for communication strategy these days, and I just don't think enough people heed that lesson. So, listen, it's not because they're bad people. By the way, the school board's going to talk about this tomorrow morning. I think it's morning. It's a meeting. There's a really lengthy article about this at the PNJ. Good article. You could read that. The first I saw of this story was actually at South Santa Rosa News. They had a kind of a breaking news alert about it yesterday or the day before. Anyway. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are thinking about moving to or from Santa Rosa County, no, I just kidding. No, great school system, great place to live. You're moving from the beach to the, you know, the city, or from the city to the country, or whatever. Or you're thinking about a vacation rental you want to buy, or, you know, a fix and flip, or whatever. Okay, is now the right time to get a long-term rental? I don't know. Call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. She can give you perspective on that, help you ask good questions, help you make a good decision that'll really, you know, solve whatever problem you're trying to solve and help you understand the context better so that you, you know, really genuinely make a good decision. That's the idea. She'll not only answer your questions, but help you ask better ones. 786-786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, a festive Ferragosto celebration, Atlas Beverage Class, and the world is your oyster. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Go, go, Gadget Copper!
You know, can I give you another version of this? I haven't reached out to them personally, but Wild Greg.
Oh.
Should be talking.
Should be.
Should
yes.
be talking. Not because, I mean, not because they've done terrible things or because they've done good things or anything like that, but if you don't talk, the narrative forms around you. And whether it's the school district in Santa Rosa County or whether it's Wild Greg or anywhere else, I mean, you know, Wild Greg's, you got to say something. You know, say, hey, we know we got a problem. We're working on it. Or say, yeah, you know, we've been bad for a long time. Here's what we're going to do to fix it. Or, you know what? We're a bar. I mean, say whatever you say. Whatever is most on brand for you. I mean, Mike Wood yesterday told Channel 3, look, they're no worse than any other bar. Every bar's got problems. Okay. You know, fair question from that is, well, why aren't other bars being banned by the military? I don't know the answer. But the point is, you know, while Greg's is a saloon, they're receiving all this negative attention or promotion, depending on how you view their product. You know, if you don't talk, everybody's going to form their view. Sorry, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Back to accident-free right now. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Talks are picking up between Harvard and the Trump administration about a possible settlement. The Boston Globe says the administration is reviewing the language of a possible agreement that would settle the multiple investigations into Harvard. The Gifford Fire in California has now burned about 84,000 acres of land, and right now they've only got that 9% contained. Yesterday, the wildfire surpassed the Madre Fire as the largest in California for the year. And authorities are issuing a warning to parents after a Pennsylvania child was burned by a viral prank. This is from Lancaster Township there. Police said a 12-year-old boy boiled water in the microwave, then poured it on his sleeping 9-year-old brother.
Why?
I guess online they're calling it the hot water challenge, where boiling water is dumped on somebody who's not expecting it. So definitely don't do that.
That's a fantastic way to give them second or third degree burns or potentially kill them. Like, oh my God, or blind them, or oh my God.
Social
is it a TikTok
media,
thing?
I would assume, yeah. Social media just creates the worst.
Just ban it. I mean, I'm serious. I'm so tired of it. Anyway, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, our texting is not working. We had this problem yesterday. Texting is not working. So if you're texting me on the Gulf Breeze store and you're like, why isn't he reading my text? I would. I'm sorry. I don't know. There's some incident with the network they're dealing with. So if you want to get a message to me, you know, you could message me on Facebook, you know, Andrew McKay on Facebook. Otherwise, at the moment, I'm not getting any of the texts, so I apologize. I would do better. if I could
do better,
or if you want to, you know, call and tell John and he'll relate it to me. You know, that's the, we, you know, we remember when we used to take phone calls and talk radio,
dude. Oh my gosh,
that's like all the time.
I know,
and nobody wants to call anymore. You know, we've all adopted the Gen Z, you know, millennial kind of attitude of we just text, just all text, which is fine. It's okay.
It's easier.
8:29 on News Radio 92.3. What was the thing I was going to tell you about? No, it went straight out of my head. That happens every once in a while. American Magic partnership with boat production. Kind of a cool story. I had intended to talk about that with the mayor, but he's out this week, and I had forgotten. It was my fault. But yeah, we're going to have a boat manufacturer slash operation is going to come here, and they're going to run 8 races out of Pensacola. And the company name here is Club Swan 28, the American Series. It's going to debut in February of next year. Concluding with the, you know, playoffs and world championship. 8 races, 6 of them are going to be here. 2 are going to be held in Newport, Rhode Island. Amazing. You know, the American Magic phenomenon is sort of beginning to pay off, which is, you know, fantastic. I'd love to see that. Oh, and President Trump thinks that your coffee and your Amazon packages should be delivered by drone. He wants to loosen rules on restrictions and basically open up airspace for us to have remote distance operated drones doing all kinds of things. You know, basically we've fallen behind, Sean Duffy said, we've fallen behind other countries in this space. Probably true.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump threatens a federal takeover of Washington, D.C. after the latest crime victim, a former Doge staffer, badly beaten by a gang after he stepped in to help a woman under attack. And the president says the FBI may have to help round up Texas Democrats who fled rather than face the special session vote over new congressional maps favoring the majority GOP.
In a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state.
With flood relief also at stake, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells Fox.
Are you actually in the House going to stay out so that the bills on flooding fail? Is that what the Democrats are going to do in Texas? Shame on them if that's what they do.
Quite a Kremlin photo, a smiling Russian President Putin shaking hands with Trump special envoy Steve Witkoff for frank talks on severe U.S. penalties if Russia doesn't reach a peace deal with Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is an absolutely gorgeous morning. 77 degrees right now in Pensacola with the heat index at about 90. A little bit of reaction to the news that sailors and Marines stationed on board NAS Pensacola can no longer patronize downtown bar Wild Greg's Saloon. Channel 3 talking with this Coast Guardsman.
I found out about the ban, and I wasn't really surprised. So, I think it's a good thing that they're banning it. I don't think underage kids should be in there drinking.
That's Matthew, who talked with Channel 3. And NAS Pensacola Commander Captain Chandra Newman reportedly said the bar exposes service members to unsafe and crime-conducive conditions and cited numerous incidents. Now, Wild Greg's has not responded to the allegations, but PPD says that they have not had any more issues from Wild Greg's than any other bar in town. Now, the ban also included a convenience store on Gulf Beach Highway, which was reportedly selling age-restricted items to underage service members. News Radio has reached out to NAS Pensacola for some more clarification and policy surrounding the ban. So far, we haven't got anything back, but we'll let you know as soon as we do. An investigation continues in Santa Rosa County after the arrest of a Gulf Breeze High School graduate on child porn charges, a recent Gulf Breeze High School graduate, that is. Officials say 18-year-old Matthew McChesney was trading child sex abuse material in online chat rooms. He was charged with 20 counts of possession and 3 counts of trading the material. Sheriff Bob Johnson says no matter how many arrests are made, it's difficult to stop.
It's just there are so many millions and millions of images out there, and they're being traded, downloaded, sold, and it's horrific. And it's we try to do as much as we can, but if we focused 100 officers on that a day, we could make I don't know how many arrests, but they could do that for a living all year long and just arrest people. That's how bad it is.
And in McChesney's case, he was arrested and is being held in the Santa Rosa jail. Channel 3 reported that he was shown on video at the school's graduation ceremony. As he was being investigated, the school district said they only recently learned of the allegations against McChesney. Alligator Alcatraz will be the subject of a court debate again today. At least environmental groups want it shut down until an environmental study is performed. A federal judge will be making that decision after an environmental group requested an injunction to stop all activity there. The Friends of the Everglades say it's a no-brainer.
Under federal law, the National Environmental Policy Act, you have to evaluate alternatives when you do an environmental impact study, and alternatives were not examined here, and the public had no opportunity for input. So we think it's a clear case, and we're optimistic about what will happen in court.
That's Eve Samples with the group, and she says the facility could be causing damage to the wetlands, light pollution, and even threatening endangered species. Judge will decide on that and whether or not to issue the injunction. Well, yesterday in Clearwater area, Hulk Hogan was laid to rest. He died of a heart attack late last month at the age of 71. Services were held in Largo. Multiple celebrities were in attendance, including Ric Flair, Triple H, and even Vince McMahon. Flair wrote on X, "It was one of the most beautiful funerals he's ever attended." It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 70% chance of rain, high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Thursday, 60% chance of rain, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into Friday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 89 and a low near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 77 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Your money now. Today, the markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow's down just about a half a point right now at 44.111. S&P up about 12 and a half at 63.11. The NASDAQ up 72 points at 29.88. 10-year bond rate is up just a bit at 4.23% today. Gold prices down 11.40 at 34.2330. Silver price is up 7 cents, 37.89. And looking at crypto right now, Bitcoin up about 37 bucks at 113.627. Ethereum up 450 at 45.79. Solana's down about 6 cents. Dogecoin down a fraction of a cent. And XRP down by 3 cents as well this morning. McDonald's saw some positive sales growth as they expanded their menu for some new chicken meals. It's their effort to bring back customers concerned over rising prices. Global sales were up 3.8% year over year as of June, which was above market expectations of 2.6%. Apple's stock price is up and is up following a suggestion that the tech giant could soon announce a new factory in the U.S. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hass had said that he was expecting official word from Apple anytime. If it does pan out, it would be a significant investment by the company. And WhatsApp says it's now deleted 6.8 million accounts linked to scammers this year. The messaging app, which is owned by Meta, said many of the accounts were used by organized crime groups out of Southeast Asia and used forced labor to run the scams. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant
Vibrant Wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit CreeksidePreserveAL.com. CreeksidePreserveAL.com.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just 10 bucks. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, first, a quick PSA is our texting is not working, at least not at the moment. So I have posted the frivolous topic of the day question on both our News Radio Facebook page and also on my personal Facebook page. And you can comment at either one, 437-1620. You can call, and John will take your phone call if you want to call, not text. I mean, if it starts working again, I'll let you know right away. But so we're going to do our best. Question of the day. I saw a story yesterday. This is almost a news-related story. And I was surprised. We apparently never have talked about this. It's a frivolous topic. I searched, and I could not find it. So 5 years of doing this, and we haven't talked about this. Landline or cell phone? Or do you still have a landline? 437-1620 is the phone if you want to call. Ironically, our landline.
Ironically.
That is pretty ironic.
Or if you want to put it on social media, I've posted the questions up there. So you can look for our Facebook page, either News Radio 92.3 or me, Andrew McKay. Story is Florida peaked in 2001 with 12 million home and business landline connections.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a guess at what it is today? 12 million in 2001 was the peak. What do you got, John?
2 million.
What do you got?
20.
20 million?
No, 20.
20 total in the state? One for every three counties. Right around 600,000.
Okay, wasn't too far off.
400,000 business lines.
Wow.
Businesses probably feel like they have to.
Sure.
And 200,000 residential. 200,000 residential only. That's amazing. Florida had almost 26 million wireless customers, meanwhile, last year.
Wow.
So the number of phone connections has gone up by 20%. 20 is not quite 20. Anyway, but significant, but gone up by 6 million. Doubled. More than 12 million connections in 2001, and we're at 26. More than doubled. Mm-hmm. Okay. But nobody's on landlines anymore. So, okay, John, I'm so habitual to give out the phone number. You can call me. Or you can, 437-1620, or call John. He'll take your phone call. Yeah, all right,
thanks.
John,
Andrew.
Do you have landline in your house?
That's a good one, bro. I mean, I think it's
when
been
when did you
like
get rid of your landline?
1997.
Oh, early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, beat us to it. 1997?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just want to
throw a
random year.
We barely had cell phones in 1997.
But I had one.
You really didn't have a landline for 30 years?
Yeah.
28 years?
That's right.
Wow, impressive.
Why pay for both of them?
Okay, all right. We didn't get rid of ours till 2005 when we moved to Phoenix. We just didn't get, you know, I think we might have briefly had one for like dial-up internet, and then it's not worth even having. So,
yeah.
So we were early. I rarely early adopt technology, but we early adopted cell phones only. No, I'm way behind on technology
all
the
time. We know.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, so you're a no landline for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And Meg?
Okay. Well, my mother lived with me in the final days of her life. So she passed in 2010. So that was, we kept a landline for her in that because she lived with me just because there was no way I was going to be able to teach her how to use a cell phone. So when she passed, then it was like, okay, I think I can let this go now. But it was hard
because
I grew up with a landline.
And so it's normal, and they're in an emergency because the landline is independently powered from your house power,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there was a big decision. I felt like I really was cutting the cord, you know? It was
yeah.
a very, because I didn't
year?
Quite.
What year was it?
2010.
Oh, okay. So
I mean, I didn't
relatively
quite,
recently.
I mean, I was using a cell phone, obviously, but I still wasn't, is this going to last?
Yeah. Is it is a cell phone flash in the pan?
Is this just a trend?
That's right. You know, it's funny, though, because Mark Zuckerberg is now saying that he thinks that phones themselves are going to go away.
Oh, interesting.
To be replaced by?
Watches.
Wearables.
Glasses, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wearables. Or, I suppose, the Elon Musk alternative, which is implants.
I was going to say implants is the next thing.
I feel like what you usually mean by implants.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Boys, no, not that kind of implant.
What are you talking about, Meg?
What do you mean, yeah.
I was thinking about a chip, a microchip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Not me.
John Pickens has traffic on the... I mean, look, if you're going to put silicone, you might as well put good use to it. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Oh, my God.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No delays either. I'm John Pickens, not siliconed. Your traffic on the fives.
Hey, you're just trying to reach out and touch a friend.
Oh,
oh my God. What are we in junior high? What just happened?
Have you not met us? I mean, have you really
right.
not met us ever? I don't know
yes,
why you're
it just gets worse.
I keep hoping for maturity.
Wow. You're ambitiously naive and optimistic. I love it.
I keep hoping.
Let's see. Somebody texts in, I have an Auburn friend tell me that her sister and brother-in-law won't let her niece have a cell phone until she's 16. Good for them. And they have a landline, and all her niece's friends thinks it's the coolest thing, and they call it all the time.
Oh,
see, you can be retro.
There you go.
You can be the bell bottoms parent, right? You can bring back something that nobody uses anymore, right? So I kind of like that. On Facebook, people are participating. I love this. Carlos says, we have no landline, but the actual phone is safely tucked away in a filing cabinet in the garage just to be safe. So they still have the phone.
Just in case.
Like they still have the rotary, the mm-hmm. pick up the handset.
Princess phone.
I will say this. And I don't think I'm going very far out on a limb to say it. The phone handset itself was much more convenient to hold on to than a cell phone.
I liked it.
Because you could just put it up to your ear
yeah.
and shoulder hold it.
Yeah,
you can't shoulder hold a cell phone. I mean, you can go speakerphone, but you can't shoulder hold a cell phone. It's not possible unless you want to really have to see a chiropractor.
It also felt, I know this may sound kind of weird, but it felt more intimate in a way because you weren't on a speaker.
Yeah.
I mean, the person was talking right to you.
You talk at a normal volume.
Yeah,
you know?
You were just talking. Yeah. And
unless
right
it was
there.
Long distance.
Oh, and then you'd
then
scream over the
yell,
static.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting too much reminiscing. 437-1620.
I do have to say something.
Go on, John.
When I was in Texas recently, just a couple of weeks ago, I found a phone. From 1979, that was in my dad's closet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Wire still wrapped around it. I looked at the bottom of it and it said 1979. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Relic.
Old phones. Denise writes on Facebook. You can go on our Facebook page and answer the question there. The text line's not working today, so, you know, we've got our well-trained gerbil out there hunting down a problem. Denise says, not anymore. Once husband retired and we didn't have to have it for his job, I canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's common. Charlotte says, yes, I have a landline. So 437-1620, you can talk to John about it. There was always the benefit of in an emergency, right?
Yes.
When the power's out, the phone still works.
Yes.
And if the lights go out, well, you can call the power company on the... Of course, you can probably call them now on your cell phone most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously in disasters. And emergency managers are not thrilled with this development because... People can't call 911. You know, you have the problems, right?
Yeah.
And you know, a cell phone is better than, for example, remember when we had, this is, oh my God, in the 90s you had wireless phones?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Cordless phones?
Right. Of course, with the big long antenna you'd pull out, buddy. Yeah.
And but the problem with the cordless phone is that the power's out to the cordless phone, too.
Exactly.
That's right.
So you don't solve that problem, which is not a good thing.
I love the long phone cords.
Oh yeah, that just you had it wrapped around the house to your room
when you were walking around and you were watching TV and you'd have it wrapped around the couch.
That was the good old days, or of course when everybody else could get on the phone and listen to your conversation, which is not ideal.
Well, here's my mother, young lady. You've been on that phone long enough. It's time to go back and do your homework. She'd come up on the party line and receiver.
If you want to control what your kids are doing, then get a regular phone, I suppose. It's something that you could have for them. You know, why not? All right. I'm going to wrap it up for the day because it's hard to keep up with these texts. This mechanism is terrible. Oh, no landline. Having a cell phone number with a non-850 area code really helps to recognize scam calls. Oh, I can agree with that. My area code is still my Phoenix area code. Love it. I love it. My Dave Hoxing, our owner, he tried so hard to get me to get an 850. Everybody will think you're an outsider. Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm from somewhere. I've had this phone number for 20 years. I'm not changing. And, but now it means that if a phone call comes from my phone's area code, I know it's not for me. I know it's a scam. Mm. But if it comes from 850, I know it's somebody who I need to talk to. It's actually super useful. It's a built-in scam avoider / spam avoider, robocall avoider. 850.
See, and if your number came up, I would assume you were spam.
Right. Right, which is, that's probably just plain true. So I'm sorry. It just, that's the way this goes. All right, I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
You know, Becca, DJing is not a profession. It's a hobby. Unless you're Rick Dees or someone awesome.
The dad in Pitch Perfect. Love him. I did... God, Facebook is so frustrating. You know, all I ever want from Facebook is all comments.
That's right.
And every time you have to, it used to be you could just pull up a post and it would, you wouldn't even add them as you're watching it. Now you have to like refresh and then you have to select from, you know, most relevant, which why would you ever want that to all? It's just annoying.
And who decides that?
I know,
right.
Who decides who's relevant.
The reason I bring this up is because we did our frivolous topic without our text line working, which is also super annoying. But we had a lot of people actually participate on Facebook. I appreciate that. The question was, do you have a landline still? Somebody says yes. Somebody says nope. Somebody says negative, or sorry, Negatron. I like that. We don't have a fax machine anymore either. Dana says we didn't get rid of our landline until our kids were both 15. We allowed them to have cell phones, so 2015. Got rid of the landline when Ivan came through, says Michael. We were told by the phone company it'd be 12 months or more before they got phone lines back into our area. I had them call forward my landline to my cell phone so the family could still get a hold of me.
There you go.
Makes sense. Let's say, I wish they'd go back to the old school landline. This stuff is insane, especially if you live out in BFE, which I won't tell you what that means, where service is spotty at best. We have to run into town when our service is blinking on and off. Oh, yeah, rural areas, especially North End, Santa Rosa, and Escambia. Chris says, just shut it off last month. Now I think all the telemarketers will be unemployed because they all called on that landline. Oh, good. Maybe they can all get jobs selling cell phones. Nope, I haven't had one in probably 15 years or more, just for an age reference. I'm 48, so I appreciate all the participation. But, John, you know, this actually reminds me of something. You're going to be proud of me how I pull this all together.
Rare.
What was the first thing I did when our text line went down? I told you.
Yeah, you communicated.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't want people to be, as soon as I realized it, I told you, because I didn't want people to be texting me and wondering why I'm not answering, because I always answer or talk about it on the air or both. And so if a bad thing comes up, what should you do?
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Communicate. Express it. Some people have this idea, like, don't ever admit anything wrong. Don't ever say anything. Don't ever tell people. You know, look, if our tower signal is not working, I'll tell you. Now, it doesn't help much because I'm telling you over the signal. But, you know, it's like, can everybody hear me okay in the audience? Well, if they can, then if they can't, they didn't. So they can't tell you they didn't, right? So it's the same problem. But still, it's... that's part of being human to me, is admitting the ugly spot, and it's solving the problem, and it's not communicating into the problem. So like we've been talking about with,
yes,
whether it's Wild Greg's or the school district or whatever, is talk, you know, talk to,
exactly,
us, be a person. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good, clean, used cars and trucks, ones that are, you know, maybe 10 to 40,000 miles, 1 to 4 years young. In fact, and by the way, they're always buying cars, too, because if you think about it, they're selling thousands of cars a year. They've got to buy thousands of cars a year from leases that come back from auctions or from you. You bring in a vehicle within 15 minutes, they'll let you know what it's worth. They'll give it to you on the spot. They sell about 200 a month, so that means they need to buy 200 a month from somebody. Might as well be you. Or you can go through the adventure of Facebook Marketplace if you so dare. I mean, you know, maybe it's great, maybe it's not. If you don't like the price they're going to offer you, you can do it through a consignment sell. It might take a little bit longer, but they're not going to, you know, there's no extra fee for that. It's just, you know, might take a little bit longer. That's all there is to it. So Frontier Motors, good quality used cars since for more than 25 years, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, if you missed it, I did a really interesting tour yesterday of Blue Wind Technologies. They make the white shell nacelles that house the machine heads for the windmills, the turbines that the GE Vernova makes over on Scenic. And really interesting how they create these composite shells with fiberglass, and basically they put down a layer. They have these forms, okay, for these pieces, these, you know, giant 10 by 20 or whatever pieces, the components of the nacelle, and because they don't manufacture the entire one, it's too big. But they put down paint, then they put down fiberglass and more fiberglass and more fiberglass, and then if there's some kind of internal material, they put that down as well, and then more fiberglass. And then they cover it in this plastic wrap, kind of like saran wrap, shrink wrap, vacuum seal it, and then they inject resin into it. Resin is like glue, if you want to think of it that way. It's a very complicated kind of glue. And they suck the resin throughout the whole form so that it mixes and saturates the fiberglass and creates this composite. Composite just means multiple materials together. Very light, very durable, very strong, relatively inexpensive, and that's how they do it. It's kind of an amazing product. And they've done some innovations there in-house. Like, one of the things is they don't like to have to pay for the plastic shrink wrap and then to have to discard the shrink wrap. So they've actually, some of their in-house mechanical engineers have developed a silicone-based form so that they can just drop it on the piece instead of having to buy and then dispose of the plastic every time. Just really neat stuff. I'm gonna have a video up for you on our Facebook page as soon as I get a chance to do it, probably later today. But, you know, Winman is it's one of the key pieces of the future. We're going to have about a 12% power shortage for the entire grid versus demand by in the next 5 years. That's with us building as much wind, as much solar. We should do more nuclear, in my opinion. Lots of things should be done, but they're helping. Like right here in Pensacola, you know, they are producing components that are touching something like 2.5% of the entire grid in the entire country here, and all the other things that they're going to be able to make out of that fiberglass composite. By the way, listen to the 6 o'clock and the 7 o'clock intro segments if you want to learn more.